We Like Dota is brought to you by the generous support of our patrons. Patrons like T.L. Cohen, Nine Eggs, Justin, Lonnie, Rusty, Dr. Carmack, Mitchell Metzler, Clint Bach, Demento, Alihu, Dandy Russ, Carl Underwood, Can Dashel, Flossen, and Titus Andromedon. To become a patron, go to our website, welikedota.com, and follow the links to the Patreon. Episode 195 starts now. Hello and welcome to We Like Dota. I'm Sam, the plaid pirate, and with me I have Jim J. Bullock. Jim, hello!
Hello, Sam. How are you? Have you recovered from your travel back from Philadelphia?
I'm back in Pittsburgh, and very happy to be talking with you tonight. Now that I know what your handsome face looks like, it's great. It's great.
Likewise, we met actually last week, which was cool.
It was cool. We became real life friends instead of just internet friends.
Yep.
We met a bunch of, well, I met a bunch of other people who I didn't know previously. Because a lot of them you knew from, like, high school? Earlier than high school?
Some of them from high school. Titus Andromedon was there. Greg Scher was there. They're my friends from high school. And then a couple were just former coworkers of mine who live in Philadelphia. And so, you know, they showed up. They had no idea what we were talking about, but, you know, they had a nice time and they had a drink and it was fun.
It was beautiful. It was a beautiful audience, and I had a blast. I hope that the listeners enjoyed it. I know I listened to the podcast, and not all of the questions are very clear due to some misunderstanding on our part of how to use microphones. It's very complicated. but very glad to have done it. Thanks again to the Philly Podcast Festival. Jim and I are now members of the Philadelphia Podcasting Society. This is a very exclusive club, I believe.
Yeah, it is. Do you still have your ID card? Did they give you one?
I'm a card-carrying member.
Yeah. It gets us 10% off audio equipment at one store in Philadelphia.
That's right, it does. Yeah. man. That's good to know. Maybe next year I'll treat myself to some new audio equipment. Who knows?
If you do, I know a place. It's only a 5-hour drive.
It's a quick 6-hour jaunt. No, seriously though, thanks to everybody who came. Thanks for new friends of the show who came out.
Yes.
Friends like Pound Town. who came to our theme Thursday as well. It was quite fun to meet folks like that in real life.
Yeah,
and it was cool. So yeah, we'll try to do more live things because it's a fun time. But for now, let's get into the Dota feelings. Jim, how was your week in Dota, and how did it make you feel?
I would say I felt a little frustrated this week.
A frustrating week in Dota.
Yeah, I still like Dota. I'm enjoying playing it. But sometimes, you know, things just don't break your way. I haven't had too much time to play this week.
Mm-hmm.
I've been very just really busy with work and a bunch of life stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm just trying to get that Bristleback set from the Cavern Crawl.
Yeah.
Yeah, I found the style upgrade, so I can make him red.
Ooh.
I believe that's what it does.
Beautiful.
Yeah, but I have two more now. I took a while to get through Quap, and now I have Axe and then Bristleback, but lost a couple games on Axe. I tried doing that Mimi build where you go treads and then the attack speed talent.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then a Mjolnir.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
And you get the attacks proc helix, and I was going to build a Manta. It was in Turbo.
Okay.
And I wonder if Axe is like, I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm just not good at Axe. But, like, maybe he's not super good at Turbo because he, like, dominates the lane.
Mm-hmm.
But then the lane lasts 4 minutes.
Right.
And then, then he's really good elsewhere too. So it's not like, you know, Blink Call is awesome no matter what. And it could have been one problem could have been that the first Turbo game I ended up in, nobody picked a carry.
Mm, that's hard.
Which is, it's suboptimal in Turbo.
That's hard. Yep.
But we were all laughing about it though.
That's good.
And we tried with our position one disruptor, but it didn't happen.
Yeah. Yeah. Could have been a position one axe.
Yeah. Something happened. I think I died a bunch of times in the mid game.
Ah.
Maybe because I was going a Mimi, because I had a Maelstrom.
Well, that was the correct build for your position one.
That's true, right? Yeah. it might have worked. But people were nice at least. So,
that's good.
I mean, the human element of Dota hasn't frustrated me.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, just trying to get that last set. How about you? Have you, do you have any feelings? Have you been playing?
Yeah, I need to apologize to the always lovely Wesley J and Gnell. I queued with them last night, and they were like, all right, we're going to do ranked. And I was like, oh, sure, why not? And I immediately regretted my decision. I don't think I was very fun to play with, so that's why I'm apologizing to them. It just like reminded me of why I don't typically play ranked anymore. It's just like, this is very stressful. Like this, like Dota's already a stressful game, and then right. Like it just has that like added like try hard atmosphere around it, which doesn't help.
Yeah, that's true.
And we just got stomped, which like it was just, yeah, I mean, it happens, it's Dota. So that felt bad, but I think I just need to continue to avoid playing ranked, which I've done a marvelous job up to now of avoiding ranked. I had a blast playing Turbo. I'm really finding my niche in Turbo, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, I love it. I played Pudge the other night, and I think part of actually getting better at Pudge, I've decided, is you just have to not be self-conscious about missing hooks. Like, I think, because I watched that guy play mid, that pro, I'm forgetting his name.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he, like, missed a bunch of hooks, but it didn't deter him at all. And I think that's the right mindset to have, because then when he did hit the hooks, it was like, holy moly, like, he just, like, had the shortest memory, you know what I mean? Like, it obviously didn't bother him that he missed some early hooks. And so I was just running wild, just throwing hooks left and right. Not saying that I hit many of them, but it felt great. I ended up with, like, 26 assists and 15 kills, which felt like a lot, even for a Turbo game. And I was a really beefy boy. So that was a really fun, like, Pudge Turbo game. I think people really underestimate his rot at level 1. Like, if you just run alongside somebody and don't attack them, you can just permaslow them, which is really powerful if you have a teammate who knows what they're doing. And then I played a Razor game with Baby Bok Choy in another Turbo game. And I think this is a consistent theme for me. Razor's fun hero.
Oh, yes. Embrace it.
I am. I really am embracing it.
Yeah.
I don't even know what to say about that game. It was just a Turbo game, and I won the mid lane, which felt good. And then I did some okay things in the mid game, but sort of fed away my gold lead. And then, and then ultimately got carried, which was great. So I appreciated that.
Nice.
I don't know. Razor is just fun. Like, it just, like, removes a carry from the other team, which feels good, I guess.
Yeah.
It was one of those games where I had to keep reminding myself to use all my abilities and all my items. Like, there were just these moments where I would forget to press R for a solid, like, 3 seconds while the team fight was happening around me. I was like, oh, wait, I should activate that ability. It's a good ability.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm enjoying my Dota week. I think I'll try and play one maybe after we get off here. And, because we have 4th of July off, because yay, America.
Yeah, yeah, we have 4th of July off, too. Just with respect to playing Razor, Sam.
Yeah.
Yes. Very, very yes. much in favor. Let your opponent's frustration flow through you. We'll have you playing Viper in no time.
Whip them into shape. I think Viper is, I think Razor is an even more upsetting hero to play against, because Viper's annoying, but Razor makes your hero worse.
That's true, yeah.
Which is like really flummoxing to play against. Like I still don't really know what to do against Razor.
Yeah, and you recognize it too, right? Like, it's not like Underlord, which makes every hero around them worse.
Right.
But it's just, like, passive, and you're just kind of like, oh, this guy's so hard to kill.
Right.
But, like, Razor's like, oh, I am doing -8 damage every time I hit. Like, you try to, you know, deny a creep, and nothing happens.
Right. Yeah, he's, like, permanently brain-sapping. Or not brain-sapping, enfeebling you. And not only that, just making himself better. So it's...
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm still looking for, like, how to... I don't really get... I guess Razor's kind of susceptible to getting burst down with magic damage, maybe? Maybe that's how you deal with him? I don't know.
Yeah, I guess it would work. If you have some way to stop or slow the Razor so you could run away from him. Or if you had a blink or something so you could blink away from the leash.
Yeah.
Whatever it's called.
The static link. I don't know. Smart people, like, put some stuff in the Discord for us. Like, Two Flakes, this is for you, man. How do we beat Razor? Help.
Yeah, I wonder if it is just going to be, hope the Razor gets bored. Like, you know, because, like, there's some that, like, you just, okay, like Viper. How do you beat Viper? Like, you don't really, like, beat Viper. You just kind of, like, try to play the lane even, and then later on he won't be as good.
Right.
But, like, Razor, I think, I don't know. No one plays him in the pros, so I guess he's not good, but...
Yeah, but what's good in the pros and what's good at our level are two, like, rather different things.
Very true.
Speaking of our level, Theme Thursdays was... I just had a blast. It was really a blast.
It was so good. We started the Alpha Battle, which for our listeners, I think we might have teased it at the live show, but it's a single elimination tournament featuring teams of heroes with all the same first letter for their name.
That's right.
So by the end, we will have figured out which letter is the best.
The best letter at Dota.
The best letter in Dota, yes. And we, Greg Sure queued up the games, and they are... you know, first versus last. That's kind of how he seeded the bracket.
And, oh, okay.
Luckily, I think there's a power of two teams. Maybe? Yeah, maybe there's 12. Well, I'll figure something out. It was A against W, and then B against T. This was last week. Now, you played in the A versus W, which if you watch the... If listeners go on to our Twitch and watch the VOD, there were 4 casters. I believe that's the maximum booth allows you.
You guys had the 4-man booth.
Yeah. It was me, Baby Bok Choi, Greg Schur, and Neil. So we were all in there spreading misinformation.
Tell me how that went. Please tell me more about this.
It went pretty well. It very much had the standard dynamic of us like making fun of... Dota and talking about how we don't know how anything works.
Right.
And then me going off on a tangent and Baby Bok Choi like drawing us back to the actual game we're supposed to be casting. Which is pretty much how they all go.
Well, here's an important question. Who had control of the video camera?
Oh, I did. Okay. I did. I instantly grab it now once we show up. I grab it, and I think I even had to use the restroom or something in the middle. So I think there's a 45-second thing of just, you know, looking at a neutral camp in the mid lane.
Oh, no. Fantastic.
Yeah. But you played in it. So, I did. Do you have any insight that perhaps the casters missed?
Well, give me a moment here, because I'm going to pull up the game, but I have to go into Dota to actually do it. Okay, so the lineup for the W's, the good guys here, was we decided to go with the bold strat of carry Wyvern, and I laned with that mm-hmm. Wyvern, and I was a Rage King playing position 5. It was great. And we had a Warlock safe lane with Weaver, who was our carry, and Titus Andromedon on Windranger went mid. And it was, I don't know, it was quite a game. What was your perspective on it from the casting angle?
Yeah, it was pretty exciting. It looked like A was going to roll pretty early. Mm. I think Poundtown, our friend from Philadelphia, played the Arc Warden mid.
Ugh, that guy.
And he was pretty good at it.
He was great. He was really good at it.
Yeah. And I suspect it may have been Titus Andromedon's first game on Windranger.
Oh, wow. Okay, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, and like probably his first game playing against a competent Arc Warden as well. Which is always a fun experience. That first one, be like, oh, I'm not near my creeps. That's why I'm dead
right.
this time.
Yes.
And you're like, okay, from now on, I can't do that. And you just learn all the things that from then on you can't do.
Windranger.
And so I think he learned them all.
Yeah. I mean, Windranger's not a great hero against the Arc Warden. I mean, she's pretty squishy and her E, her like her wind run doesn't help her against magic damage. So
true.
It can be a little tough.
He came back pretty well. I mean, he would die a bunch, but he would, you know, shackle someone and then ult them, and he would do like a ton of damage and everyone would kill him, and then the team fights would turn in favor of the W. So he was like that suicide initiator, and he did a good job of that.
Yeah. Like if you look at some of the stats in this game, it's really silly. So like our Weaver did like how much damage is this even? 83,000 damage. And that's like about the same as the Alchemist did on the other team. But then the Arc Warden also dished out like 85,000 damage, and our Wyvern just like couldn't quite keep up. Like she did a ton of damage as well, but it just seemed like the fights were going in such a way that like she couldn't stay alive in the back lines long enough to really like win the game. I will say I'll flame Wesley J here. He played Axe, and I think he even said after he's like, okay, I get it, guys. I need to buy Blink Dagger. Yeah. which is true.
Yeah, no Blink Axe is a bold
strategy.
It was
a bold strategy. And they technically were rewarded for it because they won, but... you know. From my playing perspective, I had a blast playing just a support Wraith King. I just went like... I didn't know what kind of boots to buy. I ended up going treads. I don't know if that's the right thing or not. But then I just immediately got Blink Dagger and tried to just be like a chaotic boy. And just kind of like jump into their back lines. And it's kind of a weird hero because like he doesn't really do that much damage if he doesn't have items. But you at least... get your ult off, and it's kind of like this giant slow in the middle of the team fight, and you at least get like one stun off. I don't know. I enjoyed it. I ended up getting like an Ag Scepter.
Oh, yeah, you got the eggs early, right?
I think relatively early. I'm not quite sure what the timing was. So that was cool. And what else do I want to say? Our Weaver was fantastic. Ended up going 30-7. Really.
It's very good.
Just, I think it was one of those games where, like, it got down to the end game, like, the late game. And, like, you know, if, like, a Winter Wyvern ult went a slightly different way, you know, we could have won. You know, Warlock ended up with a Refresher and Ags. Like, if we had just died at, like, a slightly more convenient time, like, that would have been up. I don't know. It was one of those games. I definitely enjoyed it. The Arc Warden was a problem, and Two Flakes is good at Dota, so I didn't really feel bad about that.
It ended up being a lot closer than I thought. I think it was just one of those, like, if you happen to kill that dude when he didn't have buyback, you guys win, but they happen to kill one of your guys when he didn't have buyback, and so they ended up winning. Like, it was just like last team fight.
I was proud of us for, like, making it a competitive game with, like, a carry Winter Wyvern and a support Wraith King. Like, I was just so tickled, but I was like, this is exactly what Theme Thursdays are for, boys. It's for stupid crap. So, it was a good time. I quite enjoyed it. How did the second game go?
Oh, the second game was B versus T. It was not one of those games that was very close and came down to the end.
Oh, bummer.
Yeah, it was fun. I jumped on Team T. We had 10 people. So I jumped, and I think I streamed it, so the VOD is probably available. Let me see what the lineups were. Let me go into Dota so I can pull up my lobby game. Yeah, it was Terrorblade, Timbersaw, Tusk, Treant, and Troll.
Mm.
Against Bane, Bloodseeker, Bristleback, Bounty, and Brewmaster.
Okay.
I was the Terror Blade. And it was me and I think Pepe Sylvia on the Treant. And we were just kind of messing with the Bristleback and the Bounty Hunter.
Yeah.
And things went okay. Two Flakes, I think, had a pretty tough time against Bane, Bloodseeker.
Oh, God. Oh, God. That's awful.
Yeah, it's not fun. I mean, Bloodseeker is a pretty good counter to Timbersaw, too.
Oh, yeah, that's actually quite good.
Yeah, Rupture will actually stop mm-hmm. him.
Yeah.
And then Mr. Blue was playing Tusk, and he roamed, and he helped when he was up here. But I don't think it was that bad. Yeah, it was pretty close up until about 20 minutes. And then we got into a fight over at the Dire Secret Shop. And it was, you know, we were just about to kill the Brewmaster. He was just about to go down. Bristleback had full HP. And I'm like, all right, this is it.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to Sunder the Bristleback.
Yeah.
And then we take, like, two lanes of Rex because, you know, I had a couple items and I was Terrorblade and I was the range guy.
Right.
And then I clicked on the Brewmaster.
Oh.
And he got more health because he was like one hit away from dying.
Oh.
And then he got away, and then the Bristleback killed all of us.
No.
And I just stood there. I mean, I'm sure it's on the VOD. I just stood there saying, I clicked on the wrong guy. That I did that. That was me. And so, you know, I had a conversation with maybe Bok Choy about this, that, you know, Terrorblade had gotten nerfed recently, so they reduced his HP, his natural HP regen. But it's like the value of two mangoes or three mangoes or something.
Okay.
I'm like, I don't play the game so efficiently that is going to be a problem. I'll just buy three mangoes and play them normal. And I did, and it worked. It turns out the real thing holding me back is left-clicking.
Left-clicking, okay.
Yeah, HP regen, I'm fine, I can deal with that, but, like, just left-clicking on the actual correct target was where I failed.
You know, there's a lot going on.
I failed my boy.
It's hard.
There was. But, the other team did really well, too. I mean, just, you know, credit to them. I mean, the Brewmaster was just constantly split and doing stuff. We couldn't kill the Bristleback, and Baby Bok Choy on Bounty Hunter had 35 assists.
Wow.
And yeah, and with track on so many of them, they just got this massive gold lead. And when Bristleback and Bloodseeker have a massive gold lead over you, you know, they just walked up the lane and did it.
Whatever.
But it was good. I mean, it was fun. I mean, like, we had a good time. Two Flakes was laughing about getting ruptured all the time. And they, the heroes are fun to play, right? Like, Tusk is fun. I like Terrorblade. I think he's fun. Timbersaw is fun.
Yeah.
So, like, we all had a good time. You know, it just wasn't even in execution.
I thought you said you took a couple lanes of Rex, though.
Oh, no, we were going to if I had just clicked on the bristle. If I click on the bristle, their two cores die. We just walk up the lane.
Whatever, man. If, Bloodseeker and Bristleback on the... Like, they're just two of the least... Like, they're like the Razor equivalents, you know?
Yeah. Like it, yeah, I gotta learn Bristleback, I guess.
Bristle, I'm a decent... I mean, I'm not actually good at him, but in turn, like, on the spectrum of heroes that Sam is good at, I'm okay at Bristleback.
Nice.
Yeah, I don't know. He's a fun boy. The problem with him is that if they buy a Silver Edge, you're in trouble.
Yeah, that's true. If they buy a Silver Edge, or if they have Viper.
Right. So, that's what happens with that.
Nobody but me picks Viper, because nobody else has fun playing him, so...
Flappy, flappy.
Yeah.
All right, what do we got this week for Theme Thursdays?
This week we are continuing the Alpha Battle.
Nice.
With two matches that Baby Bok Choy has titled. The first one is Last Hits. It is C versus S.
I see. I got it.
Yeah, right? Mm-hmm. C-S. C is pretty good. It's got a pretty... it's only six heroes, but there's, you know, a varied enough lineup. I think it'll be a totally reasonable thing. We'll see if anyone picks Chen.
Oh, well, it seems like you might have to play then.
Oh, hello. Here it
Chen
comes.
Chen guy.
Hand of God.
Big Chen guy.
Yep. And they keep nerfing him. And it's like, what impact will nerfs have on me?
None.
It'll be fun. Yeah, right. I mean, I'm not even notice. It'll be fun. Yeah. And then S has a million heroes. I would give the advantage to S just on the fact that there's, what is it, 12 S heroes. But you never know. I mean, C could be a pretty strong lineup, and, you know, Chaos Knight and Klinks could snowball. And
yeah.
They could go.
Klinks is probably having a bit of a comeback now these days.
Klinks is really good. I played him in a turbo match. To do Cavern, and with the level 25 talent for Strafe, you have, it's like 60% uptime or something.
Yeah,
it's wild.
Yeah, it just seems good.
Yeah, yeah, it's really good. And then the other match is going to be Krobolas, which is the name for Death Prophet, because it is D versus P.
D versus P.
Yeah, D. Not a ton of carries. It's going to be pretty interesting. We'll see if anyone actually plays Darkseer. You can figure out what to do with the hero.
Nobody. I don't understand that guy.
No, I don't either. Like, I don't even get it. Like, okay, you make their carries life miserable, and you get a bunch of farm, and then, you know, you make a wall.
And then use your ultimate ability for something. It does something.
Yeah, you can vacuum people to disrupt TPs.
Yeah, we're gonna have to have, again, we're gonna have to call in some people who know what they're talking about. Ask them.
Yeah, I don't get the Darkseer. Darkseer is the one hero I think I get the least. Like, I don't understand what I'm supposed to be doing.
Yeah, he's a tough one.
And then P has pretty reasonable heroes. Pangoloid, Phantom Assassin, Phantom Lancer. Can't let Two Flakes get Phantom Lancer. Phoenix is also one of Baby Bok Choy's favorites. And someone, of course, is going to pick Pudge. That's a good opportunity for me.
Oh, yeah.
To come in and show the community my Pudge again.
Can I have a quick comment on Pangolier? I tried to play him recently because I hadn't really hardly played him at all. And I was like, okay, like, you know, the Q, like, you use it in the laning phase to, like, or really throughout the game to, like, get away from danger or repositioning, and you can also do damage, like, in cool ways. Cool, like, kind of unexpected ways, like, by manipulating angles and stuff. Yeah. I actually can't play the Pangolier because my computer doesn't, like, generate the vector correctly. So, like,
oh, I love this.
Instead of, I think the way it's supposed to be is, like, you hit Q, and then, like, you're supposed to have, like, a, like, your cursor is supposed to kind of indicate, like, which way Pangolier will face when you choose where he will, like, shoot his guns. But mine,
yeah, you kind of, like, drag it on the map.
Yes.
Yeah, click and drag.
Yes. Mine doesn't do that. mine just is like a point ability. Like, it doesn't.
Which way does it shoot the thing?
It just shoots straight. Like, whatever way I'm facing, like, it only goes that way.
That's awesome. But no, this is perfect, because it is the Sam implementation of Pangolier. It is always forward,
it's
never
true.
Back.
It's really true. I was like, oh my, it was very embarrassing. Like, I couldn't do, like, I really couldn't use the hero to its full extent, because
it was
just like a quick way to move from place to place. It wasn't really a way to do damage.
God, I can picture you apologizing in all chat.
It was funny in retrospect, but so that's one hero I'll never really be able to play.
All right, so if you show up for game two, we won't put you on.
No, don't make me do that.
But it's going pretty well. Good. I mean, I think people are having fun with it. Like you said, it's making silly lineups for everyone to have to goof off with. And I'm so excited for M, just to see if anyone picks Meepo.
Oh, yeah.
And then N has only 5 heroes.
Oh.
And no, they probably won't. I was going to say, like, someone could play Naga position 1, which I love.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, but they probably won't. You could play Nightstalker 3, Necrophos. But it only has 5 heroes, which is pretty cool. I like the ones that are, like, very limited.
Okay. Very good.
Yeah.
Very, very good. Shall we move on to some news?
Sounds good.
So, the qualifiers are over.
Yep.
Yep,
we have our teams.
Yeah, well, who are they?
I think the only teams that were undecided at the time were some of the NA ones.
Yes.
So VGJ Storm won the group stage, which I think we knew. And then EG qualified in the second spot.
Ayo.
And Optic qualified in the third spot.
Optic.
Yeah, so Complexity couldn't put it together. EG beat him. God, who knows what's going to happen.
Never doubted them for a second.
No, we were always on the EG train. You know. Let the record show. Let the record reflect that we have always been EG fans. And then OG qualified from EU, as we predicted. Although I think the NA stack that they had to play took a game off them. But OG, they picked Ana back up. And he just, like, took over games the way he used to.
Yeah, there you go. That's fantastic. I mean, it is what it is. We have the teams are set. We're ready to go. I'm ready for it.
Yeah, we only have, it's like 54 days or something.
It's like almost the same time as my wedding, which doesn't feel far away.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Oh, that's true. This, well, I mean, I'm sure there's some, you know, event coordinators at Valve, this doesn't seem far away either.
Yeah.
But you got a lot more things to deal with for your wedding.
It's a little bit harder than watching Dota.
Yeah, planning a wedding is a little tougher. But there is something that may be more difficult than planning a wedding.
It might be, that's right. That's right.
And that is properly selecting your Dota fantasy team. Cards came out like an hour ago.
Yes, breaking news on the podcast.
Yes, you can open up your card packs one at a time. Thank you,
still
Val.
One at a time?
Yeah, but you don't have to flip the cards over.
Oh, come on, Volvo, please. Why do you do this?
Yeah, like Buttons has a level 2200 battle pass. Like, he has a lot of packs. It's going to take him a very long time.
Jeez.
But I'm super excited because I love this. Probably on the next episode I'm on, I'll give the full Fantasy Dota rundown. If you really want to try to get those 16 levels at the end of the thing. I have even more learnings from TI7.
Yeah.
But you can also pick your favorite team.
Oh, yeah.
Regardless of whether you have all the players.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. So, you know, you have whatever packs you have, and you can still pick up, you know, Liquid or Secret or whomever. Although you get better ones if you have, like, all silver or all gold. Like, better effects in the game.
Oh, okay.
And I think your effigy has, like, the team banner on it.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, okay. So mine will have the EG banner.
Nice.
Because we have always had faith in EG. I think, so, you know, you're going to be opening 1.5 million things. Just like last year, I think OBS boards planted is going to be very important.
Right.
I think runes grabbed will be pretty important, probably for offlaners. So as you're recycling people, because it'll recycle all the duplicate commons or greens that you have, but then you have to go through all the silvers and golds that you have and manually recycle them.
Oh.
That's kind of what I would do if you're just trying to clear up space. And then critically, so this might actually be an important bit of information. They have you can pick a specific player for 30 dust. Dust is the currency that you get when you recycle cards. And so, for example, I don't have a no one card.
Okay.
So I have VP, I have, you know, gold Ramses, gold Pasha, silver Solo, and Roger, but I have no one card. And if I think Virtus Pro are going to go very far, I should play a no one card.
Right.
So I'm going to save some dust. I have like 30 dust right now, just like chilling. And I'm not going to take some other dust that I find and plow it into premium packs right away. Because if it gets, and I also don't have a Kuroki. So if it gets to the point that like Virtus Pro or Liquid are going very far, and I suspect they might, having that card, even if it's a green, like a common, will be way more important to your total, to your point total, than the quality of your other cards. So like having the mid from a team you think might win, like no one, or having the ward support from a team you think might win, like Kuroki. Having a green one is way more important than having good cards. So I'm going to save some dust. I'm not going to plow it all into packs yet. And then as things go, I'll run down some other things for people to try and get close to my number if they want. Arion has been trash-talking already.
Classic.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm sure he did well at the last one. I don't have to engage. yeah, Fantasy Dota, I know a lot of people don't even care about it, but I'll provide a couple tips that literally if you just do those things, you'll get a free 16 levels to your battle pass, because most people just forget about setting their fantasy rosters, and so if you just do that every day, you're kind of guaranteed to be top 10%.
Yeah, I mean, maybe we do a spinoff. Maybe we do like a separate episode just for the people who want your juicy, juicy tips.
Yeah, and then I have, I'll also be around in the Discord. Of course I'm going to make a whole Discord room for this where I can just yell into the void about the cards that I have and how many more points than Arion I have. But then I'll take questions and answer them if people have any questions.
Perfect.
Because I did pretty well last year. I was really, really close to that, like, top list that they have in the client.
Nice.
I was just, like, a couple points off.
You're going to get it this year.
Oh, man, that'd be something.
You're going
to
get it.
Just the idea that I'm going to be so emotionally invested in a fantasy version of a video game. It's just totally crazy, but also unavoidable. So I will be, as long as I beat Arian, I'll be happy.
I believe in you folks.
Thanks. Oh, so you get to pick your favorite team. So I picked EG, as I mentioned. You could pick yours too. Who you gonna pick?
Optic, because I'm still a bandwagoner. So I'm dedicated. Okay. I'm hitching on to my allocated bandwagoner. Yeah, staying loyal to my bandwagon tendencies. I'm sure I'll switch it again.
Yeah,
be fine.
Yeah, it'll be fine. Whatever logo looks cool. If Cloud9 were in there, I'd put Cloud9 just because their logo's awesome.
Yeah, it'll be fine. Cool. So let's do our last noobs ask noobs question. It's a good one from
it is
Kellen Kanoa. Kellen Kanoa. I'm sorry if I messed up your name, but I really enjoyed your question. They write, since the World Cup is going on, I'd like to ask, which hero would you choose for each country? What do you say?
Oh, that's good. That's a great question. My team, Mexico, is out.
Yeah, it's tough.
Now I'm rooting for England. Thankfully, I didn't have to root for England on July 4th. That would have been too ironic. So Dota heroes. This is great. There was a pretty good discussion about this in Noobs X Noobs too, right? Yeah, yeah. So, let's see, who's the most British one? I think is Bristleback British?
He's either British more Australian. He seems like he's from like the outback. Like he's all rugged. You know what I mean?
Oh, he does have that hat, right?
Oh, that's right.
There's a hat. Yeah. That kind of looks like an Australian guy's hat.
Yeah.
Our Australian listeners are like, gee, thanks. That's what you associate with.
Gee, thanks, you dumb Americans. You guys.
An Australian guy's
don't
hat.
Know anything. Yeah. That is true. I would say the most English might be Pudge.
Okay, yeah.
I
could definitely see Pudge as a hooligan.
I think of him as like Jack the Ripper. That's just how I think of him.
Oh, that's even more on point.
Yeah.
Lycan is like, what, like Romania or something, right?
He could be Croatia. Yes. I like that. That's a good one. I like that one.
Like it's Croatia. Any other like nationality heroes?
Pangolier seems like he could be like Portuguese or Spanish or I don't know.
Yeah, or French.
French maybe? Could be French. Yeah.
He looks like a musketeer. Oh,
yeah.
Right?
He's such a musketeer. Could be French.
Yeah.
All
right. That's a good one. Sven.
Sven's something. Is he like Swedish? Is he like a Nordic person?
Yeah, I don't know if he's Scandinavian or like Eastern European. Mm.
That's up in the air.
He's like Russia.
Snowkeg says that Lone Druid is Nordic.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. I could see that.
So I guess...
Yeah, somebody's got to be Sweden.
It could be Sweden. It could be Iceland is the other Nordic country that made it to the World Cup.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What other countries made it? Yeah, I looked this up. I think Alchemist is going to end up being the United States because Alchemist was not picked in the Dota 2 Super Major, and he did not appear in the tournament. So I'm gonna stick the U.S. with Alchemist and his big ogre. I don't know who the ogre is.
The ogre is definitely also the United States.
Yeah, that's true. There are some distinct opportunities for customization there.
Is Sniper also English?
I don't know. I feel like it's like American.
Sniper could be
American.
He has
an American accent. Yeah.
That's fair.
But yeah, I think he played. Yeah, I guess I'm just going by accents.
That's what I'm also trying to fit.
Right, like Tusk can be like the other one of Sweden and Iceland, I guess.
He could maybe be Russian.
It's true. I think it's a Scandinavian accent. Okay. Maybe Denmark.
Yeah.
Denmark is.
Denmark's right? in the World Cup.
Juggernaut's Japan.
Yeah, that's he's got a samurai blade.
No one knows anything about Belgium, so we can't really pick a Belgian player.
Yeah. I think somebody had a funny one where they're saying Meepo should be Messi because he does like a million different things and always loses.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Oh, man. Poor guy.
Poor guy.
Yeah. Yeah, and then I put... Yeah, where was it?
You said that Argentina is a mealy creep.
Yeah. The rest could be a melee creep. I also thought Faceless Void could be the referee because there's no eyes and they don't see anything.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
Yeah, Snowcake has Belgium Storm Spirit.
I don't know why. I don't agree.
Oh, Egypt Undying. That's such a good one from Snowcake. The Pharaoh set.
Oh, the Pharaoh set. I was looking at it. I didn't understand why. A zombie would be Egypt, but that makes some good sense. I like that. It's quite good.
Yeah, and then we got to come up with some. I don't know who has a tremendously dramatic death animation. We could assign them to Brazil.
Aw.
Right. I mean, you know, great players. They play pretty soccer, but everybody's annoyed by Neymar's antics.
So. Yeah.
Pick Invoker for them or something.
I think Sepp Blatter. Who he used to run FIFA. Who runs FIFA now?
I don't know.
Could be Bounty Hunter. Because this is a deep cut on FIFA, but it's like the most corrupt organization. So you just have to pay them money. And I think Bounty Hunter would do anything for money. So.
Nah, that's a good point. Yeah. He definitely attracts and gets the bribes from the countries and all that.
Yeah. All right. Any others before we get out of here?
I can't really think of any what teams are cool. I kind of think like Uruguay, like I don't know.
Yeah. I mean,
how do you pick Uruguay?
Uruguay's cool. I don't know.
Oh, Mexico would be Bloodseeker with like the Aztecs.
Oh, the Aztecs, right? Of course. Quite good.
And then United States, you know, had they made the World Cup, would be Beastmaster in the Native American set. That's like my favorite set in the game. I can't play the hero for worth a lick, but I love running around in the feathers with the bald eagle. So
yeah, quite good. I'm surprised you can't play him. I feel like you're good at microing.
I don't know. I just can't quite like. I played him with I played him for a cavern game with Baby Bok Choy and Two Flakes, and maybe that's why, because like. Everybody else in the game was good because I was stacked with
that
them.
That was your mistake.
I had great hawk placement, I think. My bald eagle. I think I'm pretty good at that. But then, like, you know, I just try to push and then someone kills me.
Yeah.
But I was doing building damage. That was my job. Yeah. I was a decoy anyway, just for Two Flakes.
That's usually how it goes. Yeah. All right, folks. It was a pleasure as always, Jim. Any
Yep, likewise.
So 8:30 Thursday night. Same time.
Yes, 8:30 Thursday night for C versus S and D versus P. Maybe we'll have multiple casted streams if we have 5 people waiting. Who knows?
If we have 5 people waiting, I think they'll probably play a pub while the rest of you. five is too many.
They're not going to log in and screw up all their settings to watch a Dota game and cast it.
Alrighty, well, follow us on Twitter at We Like Dota, and tune in next week. We'll be back with more terrible podcasting for you, dear listener. Till then, bye bye.
Bye bye.